This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and this isn't a joke, it's just a PSA, but don't be mean to sluts, because we can see the future.
I'm Brandy Posey, and nothing makes me feel like a boomer more than the two times a year someone wants to do a Skype call.
Oh,
how the fuck does it work?
I don't know.
God damn it. I'm Tess Barker, and OMG, TBT, the time I was broke and really wanted a massage, so I went on Craigslist, earnestly looking to barter for a deep tissue. RIP that email's inbox.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that an old email? Did you just ditch it after the Craigslist incident?
Kind of, yeah. It was that intense. It was like immediate onslaught of just the filthiest emails you could ever. I mean, exactly the email that you would imagine from someone who's looking to barter a massage on Craigslist.
Do you have this login anymore? I mean, that's a bonus episode.
I could probably retrieve the password. This is from 10 years ago, though, so I don't know. Yeah. I'm so excited for our guest today. She's absolutely hilarious. She was a writer for Busy Tonight, and she writes on Saved by the Bell right now, Shantira Jackson.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Saved by the Bell. It's fucking awesome.
I think it's cool. It's like the one job my parents, I didn't have to explain to them what
Thank
it was.
God.
Yeah.
Who saw that show? We could tell people what that is. Yeah. We are not embarrassed.
That's awesome. I guess, the good thing about TV now. Everything is a reboot. So it's like the odds that parents are going to understand.
My parents don't understand anything I've ever done except for this job.
Yeah. That must be so nice just to have a one sentence log line that you can just give at holidays.
Yeah. And they understand. When I worked at Busy Tonight, my mom was like, I told everybody you're the head writer at E. And I was like, that is not even a job. Now I got to go home and untwist the lies you've told.
It's like, I'm writing Kardashians. Yeah, I'm writing.
Yeah. She's 10 different shows in my belt.
She did not understand. But being a writer for Saved by the Bell, it's like, oh, that show was on. When I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I don't have to go home and talk to somebody in a mall and be like, I don't know what my mom told you. That's not true. Yeah.
She created Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Yeah, it's pretty solidified that I'm just a participant and not the head writer of a network that's not a thing for.
Well, and those kind of lines are so funny too, because it's like the job that you have is impressive. But then when they say this big thing, you're like, I have to diminish the thing that's real.
Yeah. You're like, you don't know how hard it was to get to this point.
Yes. Truly, they don't. They're all just like, you're in Los Angeles. You're going to, my mom was always like, are you, when I was lived in Chicago, she'd be like, Oprah? And I'd be like, she moved a long time ago. Or then they would just, they only there aren't a lot. They'd be like, Ava? I'd be like, I do not know her. They'd be like, just call Tyler Perry. You do not understand how anything works. I love you so much. So yeah, it's nice for them to be like, I understand this thing. And if I tell people, I don't have to explain it, because when I try to explain it, I lie.
Oh, yeah. I think my dad just shows people a picture of us with Dick Van Dyke and goes,
oh, yeah,
my daughter.
Yeah,
this is her job.
A celebrity selfie goes a long way in getting the exterior family approval. Have to think real simple, because that just puts it together nice and visually for them. It's I don't know what the fuck my niece does, but I got a picture of her with Charo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
Exactly.
She works on TV and you show her with, you show them a picture of you with someone who has been on television, and they'll be like, great, you're famous.
That's it, honestly.
You're famous. That's how famous.
It puts a lot of worries at bay.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God, I was worried you couldn't eat. I was like, yeah, this this photo op I have with JoJo really fucking crushes
you. You just see the residuals off of this pic.
In that case, then, I must be much more successful in the past, because when I used to go to Sundance, when I lived in Salt Lake and be like a, you know, fucking kid who was like, oh my God, there's a famous person. Yeah. Yeah. So I have all these terrible photos with like Nicole Kidman like 20 feet away from me and stuff. So I guess to my family, I must have been really successful.
Like a real 100%. Downturn.
And now they're like, where are all these pictures?
You're living a very like Sunset Boulevard life of you with pictures of Steve-O behind you now, but it used to be like Oscar winners.
Like, you've got a radio show and what happens?
Yeah. Just take a picture with somebody and your parents would be like, okay, bet.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I remember one time I was like walking down Hollywood Boulevard and they were doing, Chris Farley was getting a star outside of the Improv Olympic, and I was walking by and Sarah Silverman was walking by, and I saw a couple people taking pictures with her, and then this woman from nowhere runs up to her and goes, are you famous?
Oh,
she
no.
goes, maybe. She goes, I need a photo with you. Oh. And I just like watched her just like grab Sarah Silverman in a headlock and take a selfie and then run away from her, and I was like,
no.
What a nightmare.
See, fame seems shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It except really for does. All the money and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
if the money happens to coincide with the fame,
then that's great. But there's plenty help? Of rich people that aren't famous.
I know. I mean, like, I've said this before to my friends. There's like a type of famous that I want to be if I ever get famous. And it's either Queen Latifah famous or Stanley Tucci famous.
Oh,
like, those
very
are the type
good.
Of famous.
Tucci.
So that's exactly.
Yes.
No one dislikes Stanley Tucci or Queen Latifah. They like Oscar nominated, hanging out with Meryl Streep, killing the game, right?
Occasionally in musicals.
Yes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They do Broadway. Yeah. They'll do a Lifetime movie.
I would
movie.
Love a little smattering of Broadway in my life.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
A smattering, right? Mm-hmm. And like, if they're out, people don't lose their shit.
Yeah.
But also, if they make a movie like, mm-hmm. say, Taxi with Jimmy Fallon, we can't, we
totally
never forgive him.
No.
But we're all like,
make your money.
She's got
make your money, girl.
She's fine. So truly, like, if I ever had to be some kind of famous, it'd be like that kind where you could do anything, and if you fuck up, people still love you and nobody follows you.
Yeah.
I saw Stanley Tucci one time at the Bob Hope Airport. Uh-huh. He was in line in front of me buying water, and he turned around and I just kind of gasped and looked away, because I was like, I respect you too much to invade
that's
your space.
That's also the kind of famous he is.
It's a little barrier almost.
Yeah.
He's in a way.
Gorgeous in person.
I bet. Stunning.
I love
really
the Tucci.
Stunning man.
Yeah. I think my like kind of just favorite actress and kind of fame I'd want to be is Allison Janney.
Yeah.
I just want to be Allison Janney, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But
she's very tall. I saw her at an awards show once.
Mm. See?
Yeah.
Hero for tall people.
She's like truly a tall drink of water, as my granny would say.
Yeah. Do you think she's over 6 foot?
100. I think she's like 6'1".
Yeah.
She also had on heels. She was like, fuck you, small poppers.
Yeah.
She really
yes.
just like was mm-hmm. working it.
I feel like she's friends with, like, if Allison Janney wants to hang out with anyone, they're going to.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw a preview. Me and my girlfriend went to go see Frozen 2 2 days ago.
I heard it was great.
It truly is
it.
Great. I loved it. Nice. I think they did like a really great job of like making it not too long. And I was
that's,
like,
that's Gordon. A great review for a kids movie.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was like, oh my God, this movie is over. That's fantastic. And like talking about stuff that was like really like important, I think, for kids to hear. Like Olaf is the snowman mm-hmm. or whatever. And like he sings a song where he's like, I do not know what's going on, and that is okay. I will probably understand when I'm older. And I was like, oh my gosh,
oh,
I needed
great.
This song when I was
aww.
Like 8, because I'd be like, what is going on? And then there was another thing he said where he was like, you know what, this is a really bad situation, and you know what, let's just play, because that's the only thing I can control right now. And I was like, they are really giving lessons in less than 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like 85 minutes, like
that's
an hour
for
and 20
kids.
minutes. It was perfect.
And I've only seen the first Frozen, and I was a little wine drunk when I watched it, but
it was too long. I liked it, but
is
it
too long?
It was a little
bit
too long.
Yeah.
I think I couldn't tell if it was out of the wine, but like I think I remember thinking it's not like one of the princess movies where it's about the prince, right?
No.
Yeah,
like
no,
it's all about the sisters and,
yeah
mm-hmm. See, that's great too.
Yeah, and even this one, it was really cool too, because like, I'm not trying to spoil anything, but one of the sisters was like, I love you, I'd do anything for you, and the other sister was like, we gotta grow up eventually, sometimes we have to separate and go do our own thing. Mm. And I was like, oh my gosh, look at you. This is a grown up movie.
This is too many lessons.
Yeah.
This
that's
is, but it was like, kids,
1.5 max.
But like, it was like good. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a good reminder that like, shit's hard. You got to like grow up, but like also have a little bit of fun. So it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah. Wow. I should see that.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
yeah, okay, I'm gonna go. You gotta be back.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, we went and saw it at like 9:30 at night, and it's been out for so long. And we'll be like, there'll be no kids there. There were.
Oh,
and
here's
the thing, that kids don't want to be out at 9:30.
No,
that little girl was like, oh my god,
I'm so tired.
She was like, my body.
She was like not having it, and I was like, obviously this is a kids movie, but like, I am 32, and at 9:30. I'm barely up.
It's tough. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So 9:30 is not a kid time.
I was like five.
That little girl did not want to be out. She did not watch that movie. I was like, this is a waste.
Yeah. And they've had months to watch it at a normal time.
At a normal time, yeah. So it was like very funny to me. I was like, this little girl is tired as fuck.
Yeah.
That is why she's crying.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, but go see it.
One of my favorite moments of like when you're at an amusement park is like the end of the day like the children in the strollers have just been overwhelmed by the day of everything. Of just I had too much candy and too much fun, and they're just weeping on their way to the car.
It's a day of yes.
Too much joy.
I had a traumatic, one of my most embarrassing things that happened to me as a kid was leaving Disneyland. I was in that state.
Yeah.
And I went up to my dad and I grabbed his hand. I was like, Daddy, I'm so tired.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't my dad.
But also that guy was probably like, I get it.
Yeah.
As a kid, like, that was humiliating.
Yeah, I just like saw cargo shorts and you're like,
yeah. Imagine being that dad being like, no.
Well, also like my friend's a kindergarten teacher. And she's like, when they get tired, they call you mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
They'll be like, mom. It's like you just see an adult. You just like start. Yeah.
Oh, I accidentally called my mom honey twice on
your mom?
Over Christmas because I'm so used to talking to my boyfriend now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I called my mom honey twice.
Did you address it?
Yes. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Hey, sugar butt.
Hey, sweet tit.
Yeah, so we don't have a more like disgusting nickname for each other. Like, hey, thick dick. What's up?
And mom be like, oh, okay. Proud of you. Proud of you.
Proud of you.
Very proud of you. Happy for you, for sure.
I was going to say, this is not anywhere the same level, but I just wrote for Saved by the Bell, the video game.
That's cool.
Choose your own adventure video game.
What? I feel like we're all Sims in real life, so this is very fun that you're doing the Sims for
So I did the Sims version of, and it was fun because, I mean, they're obviously very fun characters to write for because they're so classic, but it was fun being like giving them choices to, you know.
I mean, like, I genuinely think that'd be so fun. One of the things I like about the show too is that like there is like already like I already know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Totally. That's you know what I mean about it.
It's like I say that and you're like, oh, like kids out of high school doing shenanigans. So it's like archetypes. Great.
Yeah.
Like I ain't gotta like invent no shit.
No, that's what was so great.
Everybody
about it. Like,
already,
they all have their characters. Mm-hmm.
Everybody already trusted. I'm like, this is great. I'm very tired.
Because sometimes you do like apply for writing jobs and like they don't know what the show is.
100%.
And they're like, we want it to be funny, but not too edgy, but cutting edge, but really be original, but make sure, and you're just like, what do you want?
What do you want? And I'm like, I already know exactly what this is. I can go watch 100 episodes of it if I want a refresher.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's like going to be updated, you know. It's like going to be like not all white people.
But
AC Slater won't be the only person.
It's like Lisa and AC Slater are not going to be like the only two people, and they also never talk about not being white.
Yeah,
I was just like, I'm just a black girl and I never talk about it. Cool. I love that for you. So like obviously it's updated, but it's like nice to be like, oh cool, like I know what this is already, so like it's pretty nice to go into a first season of a show and like not have to like build something and people be like, we don't like it.
Is it the original characters like current day or like what? I don't.
Oh yeah, it's current day.
Okay.
Like the people who have officially signed on are Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jessie.
Yes.
Who's so great and looks so good. And
she's
all of them,
beautiful.
Both of them kept it tight. And then Mario Lopez, who's on television every night.
He's like, of course still really beautiful too. I've been public about my love.
He looks incredible.
They both kept it real tight.
Yeah.
They look so good. And then like, it's so funny because he has a million jobs. Like, he has a radio show in the morning and then he'll come to set and then he'll go to like entertainment,
whatever,
Access Hollywood or whatever. And I'm always like, I have to come to this one job and sit down and not be very hot. And you have to get up and be hot at three different places.
He's one of those guys that you're just like, how the fuck
And him and his wife have a radio show here.
That's what I'm saying.
In the
morning, they have like a radio show
That's
in the
crazy.
Morning. He comes to set and then he goes and does, he like hosted like an award show, like Miss America or something. Like we were like, we have a table read. He's like, I can't do it on Friday because I'm hosting Miss America, but I'll be there on Monday.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, get it. Get that money, baby.
And I literally am like, ugh, I can't wake up.
I have one job that starts at 10 a.m. and I'm like exhausted.
That sounds exhausting. Every time I'm working in office, I'm like, how do people do this for their whole lives?
I know. It's a lot.
But like, they have like different dreams. Like, mm-hmm. I genuinely wish I had a dream where I just like wanted to like go to work at a place and then take that money and like, I'm from Florida. If I lived in Florida, I would be so rich. Yeah. I would have like a 3-bedroom house and a pool, and I would be in Florida, which is the problem.
Yes.
So,
yeah. You gotta make that choice.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I had different dreams.
I just wish I had, I think, here's the thing. I would like for all of Mario Lopez's speaking that he does, if he could talk about what kind of vitamins he's having injected and just give us some tips.
Well, it's also like he's been doing it for so long. He like
that's the schedule he's like used to keeping.
He has like a nutritionist. He has somebody keeping his body tight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I was watching him on Kelly Clarkson's talk show, which is very good, by the way. Mm-hmm. And she had like some old video of him in high school doing a dance and a talent show.
Yeah,
and he fucking remembered it still. He's like not human. Yeah. He's otherworldly.
He's like, he is Ryan Seacrest level, but even more talented. Oh, yeah. But we don't give him that due
because Ryan Seacrest never acted.
No.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest
unless we forget, Mario Lopez
host.
Played Greg Louganis.
In a made-for-TV movie. He looked just like him. Because I, like, went through his, because, like, I literally just the other day was like, I'm going to go to his IMDb. And he did 40 episodes of Pacific Blue. I don't remember if you remember that show. Mm-hmm. It was on USA. It was, like, a show about bike cops, about when I used to actually care about cops.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. But then you go back a little further, he did the Greg Louganis story. And he looks, if you go look up old Greg, like young Greg Louganis and Mario Lopez, they look, it's really fantastic casting.
He like method acted it.
Fantastic casting.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very good. It was kind of like his Selena.
Who's Greg Louganis? I don't know.
He's like an Olympic swimmer.
Who was like
diver. Who's HIV positive.
Oh, okay.
And who like was like the best diver in the world.
Oh my gosh, he
and
does
was
look 100% just like him.
On like a Wheaties box and all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. What, that's him?
That's Greg
Louganis. No, that's Mario Lopez.
No, Louganis looks
no,
just
that's
like
the picture.
That's Mario Lopez.
No, that was a picture of the movie, though.
Is that a picture of the movie?
Yes, that's Mario Lopez.
Oh, so that's him.
No, that's Mario Lopez.
Oh, wait. Which one is... I can't find...
I guess what you guys have to show is who.
What you have to look up is not the Greg Louganis story. Just look up Greg Louganis.
Yeah,
oh, that's him.
Yeah, that's him.
That's him. I was okay. I don't know what people look like. No, that is great casting.
Great casting.
By the way, so Sean is like famously really bad with famous people. Like, you guys, I'm not kidding you. This is... Okay, we were watching The Godfather. I had never actually seen either of The Godfathers, so he's really into mob stuff. He's such a straight guy. And
you're married to a straight man?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised it took you that long to have seen it. I think they would have made you do that before you got married.
It hasn't been without, you know, rewatching The Sopranos. Trust me, I put in my time with other mob.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we finally watched The Godfather. We're in like hour 5 of The Godfather movies. And Sean doesn't know that it's Al Pacino who's playing Michael.
That's why he's.
How
that's
does
why he's Al Pacino.
Like, I was like, what?
This is so long ago. That movie's like 40 years old.
Yeah, but how
he
do you
is young in it? But it's still.
We've been watching this for 5 hours.
And that's like what he's. That's what put him on the map, right?
But that's like. You should play that game. Have you. Like, Tig Notaro has that show. Have you seen it? It's like an Amazon show. Because she, like, if you follow Tig on. Social media on Twitter, you know that she doesn't.
Everyone else,
because she has no, like, she doesn't do anything about knowing who famous people are.
Right.
And she knows so few famous people that, like, the show is there's a famous person that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And they come out and she guesses who they are.
Oh, that's so funny. Holy shit.
And it is a chef's kiss to watch. Lena Headey from Game of Thrones. Is that her name?
Oh, yeah.
She came out and then was like, hi.
Yeah.
And Tig was like, hey, bitch. Like, I do not know who you are.
Cersei Lannister.
And she's like, I do not know who you are. And then, like, Kaley Cuoco came out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is.
She's from Big Bang Theory.
If you saw her, you would know her, right?
Yeah.
So she came out, and then Tig was like, hey, blonde lady. It's like so satisfying. She's
rules.
I don't know who you are. I'm so sorry. So then, like, she has to, like, do these games. I, like, please watch it. It is so satisfying. Because it's just like, the people are like nice, but like, eventually you get a big enough head where you're like, you know who I am, right? And Tig was like, I don't have a fucking clue who you are.
That's pretty good.
She didn't know who anyone was?
She doesn't know who anyone
was. Oh my so God.
I don't know who would win in a thing versus her versus Sean.
But start doing that because it's so fun. It's it's like very satisfying.
I'm excited to watch that.
I need to watch that. I love Tig.
I'm pretty bad at most famous people. I have a very specific kind of famous person that I know.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like if you were in like an action movie in the 90s or like a sci-fi thing in the aughts.
I know everything that doesn't matter, which is why I think I'm happy I'm working in TV. Because if it's something that don't matter, I remember it 100%. It's like it could never get me a job.
But it did.
You know what I mean? Cause
exactly.
Because TV, like LA's not real. But if I was just like in Texas, they'd be like, get the fuck out. You cannot work in this office.
Yeah. Like, totally.
Your skill set doesn't help.
That's why I'm always like, why the fuck can I just remember lyrics to songs and not any facts that have ever been presented to me?
That's why I've always said we should be teaching important information with like pop-up video. Like, all the important shit. Break down the Middle East in song so we all get it.
I'm sure people have done that. Yeah. I'm just not watching.
I remember all the facts I used to learn from pop-up video. Yeah.
Why isn't that come back yet?
I love
that show.
I would love to write for that, but also that's just like facts. I would just be Googling stuff. Yeah, and I guess you should hire the people who know the facts instead of reading.
I remember my fourth grade teacher was like, fourth grade was the year you learned about Maryland, learned about your state stuff. I'm from Maryland.
Oh, and it's like, is that like a United States thing? Is it Florida? Did not. No.
And she wrote a rap song about all of the counties in Maryland and like a fact about each of them. And I've forgotten most of them, but I do remember the names when I see them. I'm like, that is a county in Maryland.
I'm really jealous of everyone in Tallahassee, Florida, because I switched schools in third grade. Mm-hmm. And in the school that I was in originally, in the third grade, you learn the state song, A through all of the states.
Yeah.
And then I switched to the new school, and they learned the song in second grade.
Oh, no.
So I never learned the state song.
Oh, no.
So, like, everybody...
So you'd just be sitting there...
And I'd be like, I didn't learn this fucking song.
If you really felt like it, though, just drink a strong cup of coffee one morning and just sit there. And
really try to learn it.
I think you could do it in, like, I'd say under an hour.
I probably could. I, like, taught myself how to do Rubik's Cube. Mm. I've been, like, doing a bunch of different one of those.
Is there a trick to it?
Yeah. It's just, like, all algorithms.
It has to be, right?
It's, like, all algorithms. So it's, like, you learn a bunch of algorithms, and then, like, that's how you could solve them.
Oh, cool.
So, like, that's fun. But, like, I ain't going to – I bet you, like – I can put that Rubik's Cube thing on the bottom of my TV resume and maybe get a job. Mm-hmm. And knowing all the states, probably less likely. So where I'm in my life, I probably won't.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say we have to take a break, but I'll say this. In sixth grade, we did something where all of us named the states. Mm-hmm. I had Illinois. I didn't know that's how it was pronounced.
Oh, no.
I said Illinois multiple times.
Oh, no.
No teacher, no kid ever corrected me.
How long did you say Illinois for?
Like, every time. I don't know.
No, but what age did you realize?
Probably, like, 2 years later or something.
Dang. High school was difficult.
So, fuck everybody you went to elementary in Salt Lake City for not fucking telling me how Illinois said.
Drag them.
We'll be back.
Hey, welcome back to the Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tabs.
And we're Shatira.
And I'm Shatira. I didn't know I was supposed to say.
Oh, no.
I just was like, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Shatira, we're going to play this or that.
Oh, I love this.
Great.
Okay, so this or that, rain or snow?
Rain.
Really?
100%.
Oh, okay.
Snow's garbage.
Why?
Because
well,
it doesn't.
Gross snow's garbage.
I think all snow's garbage.
What?
Well,
because
from Florida,
all snow just turns into gross snow.
It does turn into gross snow.
I love.
But
I
have
like
you ever been in there when it's falling?
Absolutely.
And it's
I lived in Chicago for 8.5 years. Oh, yeah. I've seen all of it. I like a precipitation that evaporates immediately.
Huh? And drink your water.
It's like you ordering rain off of a menu.
I love a summer shower. You don't hear shit when it's snow. It's not relaxing.
That's true.
And then nature takes care of it. I got to take care of snow. Rain just is like, you know what? It's hot. I'm getting
rain just shows
here.
Up for a second.
Rain is the cat of precipitations. Like it takes care of itself.
Just takes care of itself, right? For the most part, not so much in LA because the ground doesn't absorb too much. But I'll take rain any day over snow.
Yeah.
I like them both. I can't choose. Don't make me.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Well, I guess I haven't really had to live in snow for a very long time, so I'll choose rain because I like snow in very small doses. But
I mean, have you lived until you've been in snowpocalypse with thunder snow?
Oh, I remember.
I haven't
did you
been
with the t-shirt?
In thunder snow.
Remember Chicago that year and the snowpocalypse had t-shirts that they
were. I did not buy money. I spent my money on the heat I needed to stay alive.
I was like, yeah, that feels.
In the negative 54 degree
nightmare
weather.
Negative 54. See,
negative
no.
54. You die. Like, no. Yeah. I worked at the Apple store. And I don't know if you heard of Apple, but they care a lot about money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We closed the Apple store and no one was allowed to come to work.
Wow.
That's how serious the snow was. That Apple retail was like, we care about people more than money. That's how cold it was.
Wow. Yeah.
But also everybody stopped coming to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, we can't.
Like not coming. They're like, nobody's showing up. We should stop.
Yeah. I need all of my fingers to use the computer.
I mean, the thing is, if it's cold enough to snow, it hurts. Really. You know, 32 degrees is a painful temperature, honestly.
But I mean, when it's sunny and there's snow on the ground, that's nice. Yeah. You can get that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That can happen.
I love to
that's
ski. Pretty. I love to snowboard.
Yes, that's true.
I like being in the mountains. I like snow on a mountain.
Yeah.
I like rain on a
I
flat
saw
ground.
Snow in Silver Lake the other day and I didn't know what to do.
Whoa. I didn't know what to do.
Maybe someone filmed something, but there was like a driveway with
the
snow.
They probably did. Yeah.
And I was like,
probably okay. A holiday party.
Well, the Americana's really got that fake snow. Oh, yeah, too. Yeah.
Right now?
Well, they go
for the holidays.
Yeah. They got like fake snow that
they
only
do it twice on the weekends at night, okay?
Mm-hmm. I go to the Americana a lot and I haven't.
Well, after we went and saw cats at 9 or 8:30 in the morning, I stayed in shopping.
Yeah, we saw cats at 8:30 in the morning.
That feels right.
Yeah.
It felt good.
You want that kind of deliriousness.
Yeah. You want to have the whole day to get over there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I walked off and was getting some Christmas presents and stuff and it did start snowing and I was like, oh, they missed the snow.
You know what's weird is like Cats is bombing really badly at the box office, but I think everyone I know for the most part has seen it.
I've never seen it. I haven't seen it. My friend asked me and I was like at my house and I was like, I refuse to leave my house.
Yeah. Yeah, fair.
To go see
Watch
Cats.
It at home someday.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping that they would actually try to do like an Oscar push so I could get a screener for it.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They knew
what
was
they're trying to like pretend.
They tried. Yeah. I don't know if Oscar took the bait.
No. But I was like really looking forward to like a screener. That way it would just like come to my crib. I really wanted it.
If they had tried, they would have gotten them though. Because last year, remember that Surfer Teen Confronts Fear movie?
Oh, yeah.
This is a really horrible movie that I saw in theaters last year that was made by a physics professor at USC that has tenure. It's the only reason he didn't get fired for this movie. It's awful. But he did a really big Oscar push. He had it in one of the theaters in town here for a month. And that DVD got sent out to everybody.
Really?
Which means that like Tom Hanks had to throw away a copy of Surfer Teen Confronts Fear.
I don't
really
even
beautiful.
Remember getting that.
I don't
Was
either.
It like a SAG thing?
Must not have been SAG.
I don't know. I don't know what it was through, but he like
it's something that I'm not in. I did not get that. But you know what? I don't feel left out.
Yeah. Well, because I saw the screener because a couple people had it, and I was like,
That's
oh
wild.
Damn, good for you getting it out there, pushing your dream that hard.
Absolutely wanted to get an Academy Award. You know the trick of like how the Oscars
they do a new song.
They have a new song, and there's not that much competition because not that many movies have original songs.
Not
Cats
more,
went there, and I don't think they.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And also, like, Jennifer Hudson's in it, but she's doing that new Aretha Franklin movie, Respect.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Because, like, Aretha Franklin, like, handpicked, like, chose her. She was like, I'm going to die, and I'm going to make this choice before I die.
Oh, shit.
Nobody fuck it up. You guys got to go watch the trailer.
She's gonna be so good.
There's a trailer already?
There's a trailer already. So it's one of those things where Jennifer Hudson was like, I'm not worried about this. So,
This is my Oscar.
She's
this
like,
is my...
I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this paper.
Oh, she's incredible.
She's incredible.
It.
And honestly, it's awesome.
She transcends being in Cats.
She transcends. You kind of forget for a minute that you're making fun of the whole movie and then you're like, okay, but seriously, we won't watch this.
Yeah. So like, it's one of those things where I think she was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get this, what is it, like Lloyd Webber, what's his name?
Angela Lilley.
She's like, I'm going to get this Lloyd Webber money.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in people's faces. I'm going to do this thing and then I want people to remember that I act, that I sing, obviously. I've been doing the voice for a minute. She's like, all right, cool. as soon as that shit was over, she was like, dropping the trailer for the thing I actually care about. Boom.
Oh, yeah. It's the Queen Latifah and Taxi, where she's like, get your money, girl.
Now go see Chicago. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame anyone who was in it, you know, but it's...
Oh no! I would do it in a heartbeat, and I'm glad that everyone who did it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have been the same without Judy Dench and Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Idris Elba. Like there was just, I think that was one of the most insane parts about it. Is just like some really like we had sirs and dames.
Yeah,
and that's what royalty.
It's like it's a movie where like I've seen movies where I'm like, why are you in this? And then you see the cast and you're like, you know who you get to blame? Like the director. Yeah, it's like a movie where you blame the guy. Mm-hmm. Like who fucking directed the movie. Because you're not going to be like, damn, Judy Dench fucked up.
No.
It's like a movie where you'll be like, you know who fucked up? The guy who couldn't direct Judy fucking Dench. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Well, that's like, did you guys ever see Southland Tales? Donnie Darko follow-up movie?
Oh, no. I think I did watch that. I would not have ever seen that.
No.
It's The Rock. It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. It's Justin Timberlake. It's
Sean William Scott.
It is mind-blowing. Sherry O'Terry is in it.
What? Like the cast is 90s cast?
The cast is insane.
You know what?
And it's a completely nonsensical film.
I don't think you can really judge a movie from the cast.
No.
I've been done dirty so many times by like, oh, I like that actor. I like that actress. I'm going to see that movie. Mm-hmm. And I realized like actors will kind of fucking do anything.
Yeah.
What? I mean, like my favorite actor who will do anything is Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh yeah.
You guys know that he's like, if it's over $1 million, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
The first movie I ever saw you in, you were playing a crackhead opposite Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. I too would do anything for $1 million.
Yes.
I do wonder. I was trying to write a joke about this, but I never really, whatever. It's so funny that we like to see famous people in movies, though. Isn't it like weird? We're just like, I know them. So
yeah,
I trust
my friend.
Yeah, like, well, trust that I will like them.
We trust the Tooch. We trust Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
we do.
But why? Yeah. Why do we feel that way?
Well, no, I think for me, it's like, I don't know. I like theater. It's like I know that this person's a good actor, and I like watching them act, I guess.
I guess I'm just thinking famous, but you know what I mean? People who just go see like shitty blockbusters because there's famous people in them.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a weird trust thing or something.
But that's the whole point. I mean, like, that's why so many people are like, they're the lead. It's like, why is this person in this movie? And it's like, oh, yeah, because like if you put, what's his name? Lincoln. I can't remember his name right now. The guy who like is a
Daniel Day Lewis?
Yeah, he's like a method actor. So annoying.
But
like he does like one movie every 6 years and he wins an Oscar for it. Mm-hmm. So if like you see that he's going to be in a movie, you're going to be like, what the fuck brought you out?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
I try. Like, all right.
You don't need this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't need this.
No.
You're ruining your whole family's life to do this.
I'm Abraham Lincoln,
right? You ruin their lives to do this, right?
Exactly.
And you do it every 6 or 7 years, and you win an Oscar. Like, what? I gotta go see what made you like come out and do this.
Yeah, right.
I gotta do it. So like.
Absolutely.
And then you have the Meryl Streeps who do like 97 movies a year, and every single one I'm like, that was very satisfying to watch Meryl Streep act.
Well, also like Meryl Streep, like I just watched The White Girl's Black Panther. I just watched Little Women. And truly, like, we've been getting like a bunch of screen attack. Yeah, she's in it.
See, she's
in it.
How does she do it all?
And like, there's two things in that movie. Have you seen it?
No, I really want to
see it.
I've seen
the old one.
Okay, wow. And me, the only black girl here, seeing Little Women. You guys, white girls, come get your people.
I have friends literally seeing it right now, but I'm podcasting.
Yeah, I gotta come get my women.
Yeah.
Also, that should have been a screener. What the fuck?
It is a screener.
It wasn't for SAG.
Oh, shit.
Which is like, the acting looks really good in it.
It is really good. It's like... It's so funny, but like I watch it and like Meryl Streep's in it, and you're like, I get why you're in it, but like we could have got like any old white lady to be Aunt March, like anybody could have.
Yeah.
But I guess like Meryl's like, I'll do it, and you're like, oh well.
I do think she's taking more than she used to.
Yeah.
Seems like.
I mean, yeah, because she's just thirsty.
No,
I think she's someone. I think she's just horny for acting.
I think she's.
I would just describe her as
she
horny
really
for
likes
acting.
It, and I think. She is horny for acting, but like
my least favorite license plate in the city.
But I think that like if you want somebody, I mean like I'd rather her be horny for acting than fucking Jared Leto, who's like mailing condoms in the mail to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if Meryl Streep wants to be horny for acting, she ain't did no problematic shit that I know of today.
Yeah, so, as far as we know,
she's just like a chilling old white lady, just like Let her be horny for acting. I like don't want fucking method acting drives me so crazy because like it's just like a man thing where they'll be like, cool, in order to be a murderer, let me go kill a rabbit. And like fucking women are like, I'm just gonna read the script.
Yeah.
Like Lupita is not running around terrifying people at like a carnival.
Yeah, she's not running around with a pair of scissors like stabbing people.
She fucking went to Yale, fucking went and did her movie, and then she's like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
And then Joaquin's like, I'm gonna starve myself and try to stab somebody. And it's like, you don't know.
That's what somebody was doing. There was that meme going around about how he like dislocated his knee doing some whatever fucking scene from The Joker, and it was like, wow, if he was a really good actor, he just wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
It's like, you ain't gotta do all that.
Also, think of how many times he had to dance on that staircase, you guys.
Oh my god, that staircase is like being ruined.
I know.
In Brooklyn.
It's fucked up.
It's like just like people in Brooklyn, and it's just like a bunch of influencers trying to take pictures there.
Oh god.
And people like trying to get to work and just being like, get the fuck.
Influencers will be the death.
It's like but it's also like this is a whole ass staircase that I need the stairs to get to my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to move.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like a storefront where you're like, I can just stand in front of here and it's fine.
No.
It's like, you can't stay here because I got to like, I got to get up the stairs.
Exactly. That's where my job is.
This is helpful to society. Please move.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too wild.
Okay. Should we do another this or that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, book or movie?
I want to say book, but like it depends. Depends on the mood.
Yeah.
I mean, like overall, I'm going to say book because usually the book is better than the movie.
Yeah, I can't think of that many. You know what I will say the movie was better is I thought that Da Vinci Code was a really bad book and like
really?
A passable movie. Yeah, I thought it was a really
movie. I thought the book was way better than the
movie. I liked the book, but I never saw it. Really? I didn't like the book.
I mean, it's not it's not a good book. It's like easy to read.
Yeah. I think I'm kind of a snob a little bit. Like,
yeah, it's just like a cheesy, easy to read
book. I don't think I saw either or read either.
I think matches up with the book and that I enjoyed them both thoroughly forever. It's the only one that I think that is like a perfect match is James and the Giant Peach.
Oh, yes.
Good call.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that the book is perfect and I think the movie is perfect.
That movie is so good.
It's so amazing.
I haven't seen that in forever.
It's the only book movie combo that I've ever read the book and then watched the movie and been satisfied.
Yeah.
Like all
That's
the way
through. That's a good pull. I never watched the movie, but
it's so good.
Yeah, it's got that like Nightmare
Before.
Yeah, it's a, that stop action.
They did a really good job of capturing what you're visualizing when you
in
read
the book.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where like in the book, I'm like, oh my gosh! Like when I remember reading this book in elementary school and like really thinking it was like what was in my head, putting it on screen. That's like the only one that I 100% think they are like equally satisfying for the mediums that they are.
Yeah. I think that couple, there's like that children book, like that age is like, right. Cause it's like Charlotte Web and like
the
animated one are really, really good too to me.
Well, and then I actually like want to do some kind of research about this or something, but I really liked the movie for Babe.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
That'll
I
do
think
pick.
There's a lot of
it
people my age.
It was nominated for like Oscars.
Yeah, it was really fucking good, and that movie kind of made me stop eating meat. And I think there's a lot of people my age that stopped eating meat
because of
that
Babe.
Movie.
Because of Babe,
you couldn't eat a pig. Some people couldn't eat the Babe.
Yeah, it's transformative.
I trusted James Cromwell forever because of that movie.
I know, so sweet.
He'll always be Farmer Hoggett's like who he is in my head.
I know. I remember like seeing him in L.A. Confidential, and I was like, "You're not the bad guy. This is a lie.
Yeah, what are you trying to do to me?
Absolutely not."
I know that's what's weird about actor. Maybe I've said this before, but that's what really bothers me about the new Star Wars is like that they're all people who I associate
famous.
With other roles already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want Woody from Cheers in Star Wars. What are you doing? It like bugs.
Are you talking about like Mandalorian?
Just all of them.
Yeah.
They all have.
Like
I mean,
Bill Burr's in Mandalorian.
So many fucking famous people, and it's like no, like I know. You know, like fucking Carrie Fisher is Princess Leia in my head. It's just weird.
And Harrison Ford kind of made a name for himself after Star Wars more than before.
Right.
But Han
so
was
just,
the thing that put him on the map.
Yeah, it kind of just like, it's too many fucking famous people who already have this other like
persona,
you know, thing.
I read this thing that was like Jenna Fisher and Matt LeBlanc were supposed to be in a pilot together, but they had to replace her because nobody wanted Joey and Pam to be together. Everybody was like,
man.
I don't like Joey with Pam. I don't think Pam should end up with Joey. So, like, they had to, like, she like ended up getting another job, but they were like, yeah, every time we test you, everybody's like really upset that
I mean,
you
they're
ended
organic
up with Joey.
Characters.
Those
like,
are both those
yeah,
characters.
Yeah. So they were like, yeah. Nobody wants Pam to end up with Joey. This
and
show
honestly,
is
they're right because
everybody
no.
kept everybody strange. Kept tanking it. Everybody yeah, was yeah, like, yeah. I really like the concept. I really like this, but like if
they're
Joey
like, what
is
about
the
Ross and Pam.
Yeah, but they were like, we really hate Pam ending up with Joey. It's really like fucking us up.
Wait, can we just ship The Office and the
friends
really quick?
I think Meredith and Joey.
Oh, that's cute.
For Meredith. I think she deserves
like
it.
The drunk.
The redhead.
I have not watched The Office because it makes me like very uncomfortable. It gives me like a lot
it's
of anxiety.
It's very and awkward.
Yeah.
I find it very comforting and Sean never wants to watch it with me, but like I don't like it.
It's like very uncomfortable. I have a very hard time watching people just like be bad at life. I like literally don't have time for it.
So Larry David is like not your deal.
Wildly uncomfortable. You're a grown man. You have a house. You have children. Get your shit together. Like I'm a black queer woman going around the world and I literally don't have time. Fix it.
I don't want to watch this.
How do you got a whole ass job? How do you keep this job? I don't have time. So it's like really hard for me. Like the first season of Fleabag was like that for me.
Yeah.
I watched the second season, but like I watched like the first two episodes of season one and I was like, yes, this is just Alfred to give you all the money.
Yeah.
And you just not going to take it?
Yeah.
Well, then this sounds like a problem that you made for yourself. I like literally, I'm just going to go watch something else.
Yeah, I will say in the stage play, she asks her sister for the money and her sister doesn't give it to her in the
end. I watched the whole series. I watched it.
Did you see the stage? Have you ever seen a video? I saw a live performance of the stage play. The stage play?
No.
I went to this thing. It was my first time doing this, but like I thought it was actually Phoebe Waller-Bridge like doing it at UCLA. Oh. But they put us in a theater and they like live broadcasted it from London.
Oh, cool.
So it blew me away. It's way different than the TV show. It's like even darker.
Whoa.
But
I probably wouldn't like it. I'm not one of those people who is like, oh, I can't watch anything on TV that's not happy. But like, I just have like a hard time watching like reality television. Like, I just don't want to watch regular people like do weird shit. And then like, I just have like a really hard time watching people like be bad at life when like people we don't get to be bad like we literally don't get to be bad at life so like especially women especially people of color especially queer people so it's like really hard for me to be like so for 6 years you just come to work and be bad I hope you get an Emmy.
Definitely, and I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, there's, you know, the structure of it is pretty clever and everything. But I agree with you. Like, most of the plot lines are just like, here's a bunch of super privileged, like, rich people inventing bullshit that doesn't need to be a problem.
I really love The Good Place. I really loved Parks and Recreation. One of the reasons I really love them is because like there is that, but like there's like heart.
Yes.
That comes in.
Yeah.
Like, you'll do all that weird, goofy shit, and then, like, they'll be like, oh, we're growing as people. So, like, I really enjoyed that, but, like, I really tried to watch The Office just, like, as a study of comedy.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is stressing
Leslie,
me
like, loved
out.
Her job and was good at everything.
She's such a good character.
Like, Michael Scott, and The Office, I do love, is one of my favorite shows ever, but you're like, how the fuck are you doing?
Like,
which is like, a part of it.
It's real.
It's like real. A part of it for people being like, oh my God, I have to watch this idiot. But I'm just like, I'm so tired. I just left.
I know enough of this
idiot. I just made like $12 folding clothes.
Yeah.
I just like, I cannot watch this.
I think maybe it's cathartic in a way to people, though, in the same way the Office Space was, where it's like everyone's hat is like, why is that person in charge?
This fucking idiot
is the fucking boss. 100%.
Well, we don't know that boss.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It just like makes me really stressed. Like the only like, I just started watching Cheer. Do you watch that? It just literally came out like a couple days ago.
No.
It's on Netflix and it's about like this cheerleading squad in Navarro, Texas. And there's another show called Last Chance U. And basically they're both JUCOs.
Yeah.
And it's like where these kids go to these junior colleges and they're like national champion football teams.
It's like,
and
I love Last Chance U. Did you watch Last Chance U?
Yeah, Last Chance U is amazing. It's like the only time I like really like reality TV. It's just like watching people like succeed at their dreams.
It's really good.
That's the only other reality shows I like too.
Yeah, and Cheer is like that, but it's cheerleaders, and the best cheerleading program in the United States is like in Navarro, Texas at a junior college.
Whoa.
It's bonkers. Gotta watch it. Whoa. It's only six episodes. It's so good.
It's so crazy because like I know this exists, but when you just look at that, you're like, that is just so different from my life and the choice, like what I wanted and what I did and the environment I grew up in.
It really is. So totally. It's really wild to see what people, Last Chance U is really cool too, because it's like, oh my God, your last chance is a junior college in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm really lucky. My last chance was like, I did a bunch of improv. So it's like, oh yeah, I should like
last chance that. IO.
Yeah. Last chance annoyance in Chicago. So yeah, it's like really cool to watch these kids be like, oh fuck. Also, I'm 32 and I like see an 18-year-old. I'm like, a baby.
You know,
protect them. This is his last chance.
I just like to, I can't acknowledge that they exist because I'm like,
the babies.
Because I still feel like I'm a child. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait, what? Watching, there's younger people.
Watching Cheer is so interesting because they'll be like, yeah, things have been really hard. I dropped out of high school and I was like, people still doing that? In 2020?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking shit is hard out here, dude. Like,
yeah,
it's
you don't
hard
come out here.
Mm-hmm. It's hard out here. And she was like, I dropped out of high school, then I got my GED, and then now I'm here at Navarro. She took a chance on me, and I'm like weeping. She's like 19, and I'm like, you've done all of that, and now you get to Cheer. So that's where the fuck I am.
Now that sounds like a good place.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a second, everybody. Hi, we're back in Lady to Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And I'm Shantira.
Hey.
Nailed it.
Shantira, we're going to give some people some advice. Do you like giving advice?
Sure. I'll do my best.
Great.
If you have any questions you want to ask us, send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Please.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
First, a little update. Hi, ladies. I saw Brandy's tweet about needing more lady problems to talk about, so I thought I'd send an update on mine from a few months ago in case you wanted something to share. I was the guy who was dealing with the monster-in-law being shitty to him because I'm trans. The real issue, though, was that my partner wasn't being supportive and didn't believe me that it was happening. I'm happy to say that a few weeks after writing in, we had a series of talks and she was finally able to see it and then fully had my back. She even confronted her mom about it twice.
Good partner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a rough situation, but through it, I was able to actually better understand how complicated and hard her relationship with her mom actually is, which has helped me to be a better support for her and more easily forgive the fact that she wasn't initially on board with my side of the issue. I was able to really see the pretty serious blinders she'd had to put on to be able to survive family stuff and deflect negativity towards her. But she now also sees how that can be harmful in the end to both of us. I haven't had to deal with my future mother-in-law questions yet, but it's going to be much easier now that I know that my partner has my back. I'm fine grinning and bearing it, knowing that she's been called out for it already. Also, if it gets too awful again, I'm confident I'll just be able to excuse myself to another area without my partner getting angry. In fact, she'll probably join me because this has opened her eyes to a lot of her mom's shitty behavior. Thanks for the advice, ladies. I really appreciate you talking about it on the show, and I wanted to share the good news.
That's so nice.
Aww, isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's nice. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not obviously a shitty situation to be in the first place, but I'm really glad you could actually talk to her about it. And, you know.
That's like a nice follow-up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think like a good PSA of like why it's good to just communicate and like sometimes like you have to go through conflict.
Yeah.
In order to get to like another level.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my boyfriend, like we don't ever fight, but the few times we have, it really has led us to like, you know,
you get to the
a
next
new,
place.
Yeah. Like, oh, now I understand you more and like what you need and stuff like that. So I think it really does help you bring you closer together.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why I instigate fights with him all the time now.
Hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
It is funny sometimes when you're just like, we're really getting a fight tonight.
I will say, because we don't. The thing is, like, since we don't fight at all, we don't really have, like, makeup sex that much. And the sex was, I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. Now I remember.
Scores of unhealthy relationships have been based on that issue.
We fight. We'll fuck.
We'll just dip in a little bit there.
There should be, I wonder if there's, like, some kind of thing you can do where it's, like, you simulate fighting with someone before you fuck. It's, like, a kink thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sure.
There's any, you can pretend to be like, it could be a burglary. Like, people do all kinds of
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. There's lots of
there's
stuff.
There's infinite kinks out there, baby.
Did you guys watch some road rage and then bring it home?
Did anyone else watch Billions with Paul Giamatti?
No.
I'm like, with Paul Giamatti.
Wait, but also Billions with Paul Giamatti? That's the person you chose from Billions?
Isn't it like The Rock or something in there?
Yeah, it's like.
That's Ballers. Billions Ballers. Is the guy from Homeland and Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about his character because he's into like S&M stuff and he's a rich guy. And so he had like, there's these really like high end, expensive, like domineer characters that just come over and do like crazy shit to guys like that.
That's, of course.
Oh, yeah. When you have no problem, you have that much money, you have no problem. So you need somebody to like simulate some adversity in your life.
It's basically like having a theater performance in your house, but you get fucked in the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some people don't even get fucked. Like, there's people
who
are,
people just like
kinky shit.
Sexual.
Like, some people are just like, I want somebody to come over to my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I saw it on the internet where it was like, they want me to come over, take a shit in their bathroom, and then leave.
See, I would do that.
Yeah, if anybody wants to pay any of us here,
that's it, though.
To do.
It's like,
wait, can someone pay for my boyfriend to go shit in someone else?
But like, yeah, that is true. But like,
that's a service.
But there's like, people like, there's infinite kinks. I never knock anybody's kink, you know, as long as it's consensual and you're on board and they're on board, fucking do your thing.
Absolutely.
But like, I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah.
Like,
there is for sure a world.
Shit at their own house. If somebody just went to your house and gave you a, if you just went to someone's house and they gave you $100, that's bomb.
This is how we close the class gap, I think. This is how we heal everything. If we can just get like an app of some kind that has like billionaires that have this kind of a kink, and that's trickle down economics.
Like sugar
that's how
mama, sugar baby apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, but those feel like maybe there's sometimes a little bit more expected.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about sex.
So someone who like, okay, you just want me to come, come take a shit, say a mean thing to you.
Yeah.
Paperclip, I'll even...
There's like a bunch of feet stuff. Like, people like want you to walk on their back with no shoes on. Or just
I come eat at your house and I don't wash my dishes. I would love that.
I mean, there's some, I bet, you talk about Craigslist and stuff. Yeah. I mean,
Like, you can list the things that you're like down to do. And then, you know, if someone wants it.
I would love that.
Yeah.
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 It's like a.
I'm almost positive this exists.
Okay. I think we're actually going to Craigslist.
That's
what I'm saying. Go on Craigslist and do your thing.
But this is like how the tech industry works. 100%. You take something that already exists, and then you just rebrand it and you make it new.
I mean,
and then you
make
it $1 million.
In order for it to be tech, I'm going to have my parents give me $100,000. So that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We just came up with it.
Yeah. I could see myself becoming like a dominatrix in my 80s or something. You know what I mean? Some old. Late, like it's like combining
that's
all
obvious.
These kinks. Yeah, it's like that's what I'm gonna do.
Oh
so.
Yeah, I want that for you.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
I already know you would have great costumes.
I would just be. I can totally get into that headspace. I mean, I've never done that specifically, but I can definitely like be like.
I mean,
I'll
there's a class for everything.
Yeah,
I can learn anything.
Oh yeah,
just take class.
Absolutely,
I love classes. I take all kinds.
Community
of
college.
Yeah. What kind of classes
is there?
I've taken like guitar classes. I've taken rock climbing classes. When I was in college, I took a bowling class. Out here, I'm gonna do some woodworking next week.
Ooh, shit, cool.
Yeah, I like love class. I took swim lessons. I already knew how to swim, but I like wanted to be like more efficient. So I like for like 5 weeks, I took like so I can learn all the different strokes.
It's so fun to have a class.
That's awesome.
It is so fun to have a class.
Yeah, and this is like LA. Take a class for fucking anything.
Oh yeah. Motorcycle license is on my list this year.
Yeah.
You're going to get your motorcycle license?
Yeah,
you have to take a class.
Yeah, I got to take a class for it.
Oh my God. I'm taking salsa class this year.
Yes, you guys. We are in support. Hey, everybody out there, take a class.
It just you feel good after a class.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just nice to know you have to be somewhere you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make myself do it. So.
No. Yeah, and like if you pay first,
yeah,
it's like,
piano.
Yeah.
Like if you pay for it, you're like, it's not like my parents' money. Like I went to, I had to
I
go to work
this.
And earn this.
Yeah.
I gotta go to this.
Yeah. All right, let's answer this lady problem.
Okay.
Hi ladies. Huge fan of y'all and also a fan of the great open and caring community your fans have created online. Aww. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, join our Facebook group if you're not already.
Yeah. But look for Lady to Lady Podcast on Facebook. We've got a great group in there. Here's my lady problem. I'm a supervisor of a smallish department. A person my supervisor and I ended up hiring together about 6 months ago is in one of my friend groups. So we hang out sometimes outside of work with that group. Last time we hung out, we were all talking about going on a mini vacation together, and the person I supervised and I were kind of silent because we weren't sure whether or not it would be cool with the other person or if it is even okay in our professional positions. We are pretty good at keeping work and play separate and not talking about hanging out when we are at work so as not to make feel anyone weird or like I'm favoring the person. But would a weekend getaway together with about six other people be overstepping our boundaries? If we do up going together, should we try and keep it secret, make sure none of our other friends post about it on social media so no one at work knows? How can I bring this up to her without making it a big deal, or is it a big deal? Thanks so much for any advice. Professionally confused. Oh, well, I mean,
I'm a little confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah, we're all confused.
Okay, so I think it's she's the boss of someone who just happens to be in a friend group with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And so this friend group wants to go on a trip with this person who's, she's their superior.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She doesn't know if.
She's afraid of alienating their other coworkers.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like, in my head, I would, because if she's the boss, I would go talk to HR. Like, to the rules of, like, your establishment. I feel like if you're already worried that this is a problem, it's probably a problem. Rob, like,
if she thinks it's a professional problem, like they're gonna get in trouble, but I think she's more thinking about like office, like
the politics of other people.
Yeah. Politics, yeah, that yeah. people are gonna be upset. I mean, it's hard to say because I haven't been in this position, so of like being, you know, in a place of work like that, because I think it's normal for people to go hang out outside of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like happy hours and stuff.
I think it'd be
like
a lot different if it was a bunch of you and one person was left out, but it's only one person.
I mean, like, real talk for a second. Yeah. Like, you know how, like, which one of the Kardashians had a baby? Kylie?
Oh my God.
Kylie had a baby with
less.
The rapper?
Yeah.
She was like 19 or 20.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going with this, right?
The secret baby?
Yeah, the secret baby, right? A Kardashian had a secret baby, right? You can go on vacation and nobody can take your money. If that's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, are in a friend group and if you're like, hey, you're my friends, I would like to go on vacation with you, but I feel like it might, even though it's not like a disciplinary thing at work, I would appreciate it if when we take pictures, you ask. As a grown-up who is on social media, I'm at this point in my life where, like, if we're not very close or even if we are close, I'll be like, did you lie to anybody today? Can I take a picture with you? Right?
Like, yeah. Hilarious.
That's
if
a great
we're going
question.
To dinner, I'll be like, I'm going to take a picture. Anybody can't be in this picture? I don't know who you told you couldn't hang out with. I don't know what you're supposed to be doing tomorrow.
This is good,
you know,
social
what I'm
media
saying?
Etiquette.
Social
that
media
hilarious.
Etiquette.
Consider it.
At this point in our lives, we're so much of, like, what we do can come back to get you fired from, like, you don't have to be famous. You could just, like, work at the post office and get fucked, right?
Yeah.
So, like, so much social media etiquette for me is if, like, even if we are close, I'll be like, are you supposed to be here? Right?
Yeah.
I'm just laughing thinking about, like, don't take pictures of me at the sushi bar. We're supposed to be at the post office.
You know what I mean? But truly, you don't know who's going to fuck you over.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you might have been like, hey, I don't want to go to this thing. But somebody that, like, is in town pops up, you know what I mean?
Of course.
And you're like, oh, my gosh, I told this friend that I didn't want to go out. But my friend's in town from New York for 12 hours. I thought I wasn't going out. I am going out. Please don't post any pictures of me.
No, we've always had. And I've been
really harmless.
The opposite. I've gotten in trouble when I told a girl I didn't want to hang out, and then I went to a Cases and Eighths party where we had to drink a case of beer and smoke an eighth of weed, and she was like, why didn't you invite me to this?
But like, there is an aspect where it's like, okay, like, I can't be in control. Like, what if you, like, are in the background of my picture? I can understand. But like, if you go on a vacation, you could be like, hey, we going on this vacation? Please don't post any pics of me. I want to do look. I always think that if a Kardashian can have a baby and nobody knows, you don't have to take a picture of me at this sushi restaurant.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I think your only problem is an optics one. Mm-hmm. Just
Absolutely.
Don't post on social media.
Just don't post it.
The reality is you are kind of friends with this person. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're already going to have to just trust your judgment that you know how to be professional at work with this person that you're friends with. So don't worry about that. Yeah, it might not be a good look. Just be careful about what you post.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you need to worry about posting anything, but I guess maybe that's just my opinion because I haven't been here. I think just the most important thing is just, you're not over favoring them because you know them.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, what the fuck can anyone say?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I kind of get the, maybe it's a bad, me, I don't know, what it sounds like maybe in this office culture, it's a bad look.
I guess, but I mean, it just seems weird to me too that people didn't know you guys were friends. It's like a weird thing to hide. That happens all the time. People hire people they know.
We also have, like, I also think, like, I used to work at like a museum, and like all of us just to get our friends hired. But then like, we don't know. She might work at fucking Goldman Sachs or something. Yeah. You know? She might have like a real grown up ass lawyer job.
I think the entertainment industry is a little more incestuous. Yeah. Like it's a little bit more, everybody's kind of friends. That I think like in more structured work environments, it gets kind of
Because in my head, I'm like, I used to work at a theater. Why would anybody care? And she's like, I'm a lawyer. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
That's the problem. When anybody writes into us about, you know, capitalized real jobs.
We're like, well, we usually are at, like, comedy clubs at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm usually getting fucked up with every person I know and I work with.
I've done Molly with people I had a job interview with.
She's like, I'm a heart surgeon. And we're like, oh, we thought you were talking about improv. Got it. You're the head of cardiothoracic surgery. And she is just doing her rounds.
I always just feel like there's nothing lost from not posting on social media.
No. Take your photos and keep it private.
They just need to be for you. They don't need to be for everybody.
Yeah. Put a picture on your refrigerator. That way you can see it every day when you're in your house.
I realized I haven't been posting on Instagram because I've been so lazy about wearing makeup. I looked at my Instagram recently and I was like, I just am never wearing makeup, so I haven't been.
Oh, you just got to get one of those apps that puts some makeup on your face.
Yeah, just use filters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I literally took a picture today at brunch and I literally took a picture and it says, this is content for my brand. Smash that subscribe button on Instagram. Because I was like, I have not. I'm going to eat these pancakes. Y'all want to see? Every once in a while, I'll be like, I didn't die.
You do kind of every once in a while want to check in and be like, hello, still here.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay.
Yeah, I definitely have no, it's like, who gives a shit? I just don't care about updating it.
No one cares about. Yeah. It's we're all Sims.
Yeah. Totally.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, it's Wild West in the stories.
Yeah.
I've got we have one more lame problem that Jessica from New Jersey wrote in. She produces comedy shows. So you guys, we're all in comedy, and you know when there's someone who's in comedy who shouldn't be and is not funny.
Absolutely, 100%.
And
should I leave?
Anywhere? Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm so sorry. That's a subtweet. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
Someone who literally is like, you're like, you've never been funny a day in your life, I doubt. Like, why are you in my life and why do I know you?
We're all picturing multiple people right now.
You know, it happens. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, but if you take enough classes, you can fix it. That's how they get you.
Right.
Keep shelling out that money.
So this person has multiple times bothered me. It's me. about doing sauce and other things. Literally, sauce isn't even happening right now. My show hasn't been happening for like almost 4 months.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, I'm just wondering about getting booked on this. And I was like, yeah, the show's not happening. And they were like, I know. And I was like, the show's not booking.
There's no dates.
So I just did I have an annual show called 50 Worst Jokes. You do your worst joke of the year.
Okay.
This person found out that I booked it and asked me to get booked for next year.
No, that's not how it works.
No.
They asked me to get booked in a year. And I am like on the edge of I am like so close to just being like, you're not funny. But I think I'm just going to ignore the message. But I'm like,
have you tried ignoring them?
Yes.
And obviously it's not working.
They're one of those, like, they don't care that they're not funny. They just pushy.
Okay.
Well, also, do they think they're funny?
Surely. I don't know.
Yeah, 100% probably. Yeah,
I have to see them because they work at like a place I see them at a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not like one of those people I'm never going to see again.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. Then I think maybe it's, hey, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate all your messages. You're certainly very proactive.
That hurts so good.
just want a heads up. You know, my own show I produce with several other people, and we have a booker. I don't really do a lot of booking for anything myself.
I told them we have a booker for that, and they were like, yeah, I just thought since you're a producer, you'd have some influence over who gets booked.
No.
That's who this person is.
Right, and then you say, so I need to draw a hard line. So I make it a policy to actually never do any of the booking myself.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's absolutely it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to tell them to quit cars.
Honestly, okay.
I mean,
so
I
kind of
want you to, too, but it sounds like you have to see them.
The version of it for me is just like, hey, I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I don't really think that you're the right person for our show. I know that you produce a lot of content. And if I see something that I feel is the type of thing that I would like to be on the show, I will reach out to you and let you know. You don't have to reach out to me anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's really funny about 50 worst jokes.
It's a show where you tell
a bad joke.
The worst joke you've ever heard.
Yeah, but like there's bad rape jokes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's bad jokes. So I could be like, the way that I curate the show, it might be the worst jokes this type of way. Or it might, you don't know, it's my show, I'm curating it.
Yeah.
And if I see something that you do, obviously it's also kind of fucked up for me to be like, I saw your show and I know which one's the worst, please come. But like, that's one of those things where it's like, what you think is your worst joke might be something so wildly inappropriate, I don't want it in my show.
Yeah.
So like, it's like, about taking the ownership. Like, I'm assuming it's a he.
Yes. We all knew that.
Yeah. Is clearly you have been like, sounds like giving him an answer, and like the thing is, look, it being pushy can get you places in this life, but you have to be prepared to get pushed back sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the risk you run when you're a pushy person. So
also, like, this is also no.
Mm-hmm. I know that's
just being like, no, you can't be on the show.
Yeah.
I think that you're a nice person, which I don't know how you feel. I'm just like being nice, but you could just be like, hey, I know that you're really trying to be proactive. But you can't be on my show.
No.
I'm getting close.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny too, because it's like nobody's ever entitled to a spot. Like,
no.
Go make a show that's 50 actual worst jokes.
The entitlement drives me insane.
Or also, like, if you want stage time, go create a show and make write for
your own
stuff.
Well, that's what they've done, and then they book me, and then it's like, you know, they're terrible, and they think that I owe them because they gave me stage. It's one of those.
Oh, yeah. But like, that's not why you make
that's
shows.
All you
no. And if they want to continue trying to book their own show like that, they're not going to have good comedians.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
it's not a trade.
Book your book is not going to help you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I just had to express, because that happened, I was like,
oh, God.
You're asking me to do my show in a year?
I think you guys should go on vacation together this year.
And make sure you do a lot of posting.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
See how you feel after that.
Thanks for answering that mysterious anonymous question.
Of course. Yeah.
He's going to get an email that he's going to listen to this.
Oh,
get an email that's just like, hey, that's got to be someone else.
Definitely not him.
It sounds like the lineup for next year is filling up already. So just like to reiterate my previous question.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
I find that kind of shit inspirational though, because especially men do that shit. I think as a woman, I just think, I'll think I'm being pushy. And then I think there's guys out there doing that I'm talented.
Yeah.
Why should I be where I'm good?
Yeah. I contribute to a show.
I can get booked for something.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I shouldn't feel bad about asking for a spot when I'm actually funny and not
asshole.
I'll make your show better.
Also, you probably don't have to ask for a spot. He's probably asking for a spot because he's not getting any spots. Mm-hmm. And to not get asked to do shows and to wildly assume that it's the show's fault and not the content you're producing is bonkers.
It's very crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, his name is okay.
Auga, auga.
He's an old timey horn. I just really don't like his style.
Oh, God.
All right. Where can everyone find you? On the internet.
On the interwebs. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tira_Tira_Tira, T-I-R-A. That's where I'm at. I do jokes. There's pictures of dogs there. Not mine. I can't be responsible for anything but myself. But
that dog didn't approve getting posted in the...
Oh, 100% got approval from the dog. I always ask.
Oh, got to. Right. Got to.
Well, yeah. When is Saved by the Bell coming out? A while?
I do not know. It's like the summer... In the summer?
It's summertime.
It's one of those things because the network's going to be on Peacock, the digital NBC network or whatever.
Oh,
that
hasn't
dropped yet. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, with all those things, we're like, who knows when it's going
to. And I'm not trying to get an email from NBC Universal talking about some, we scoured the internet for your name and found that you told everybody the premiere date. I'm not trying to lose my job.
No. So keep an eye out for it, though.
Keep an eye out for the Peacock Network telling you when the show comes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And Tara Jackson, you're awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys are the best.
Thanks.
If you're a Patreon member, you're going to hear us on the Top Secret session coming up. If you're curious about it, go to patreon.com/ladytolady to listen to us. It's where we talk about stuff that's too hot for the regular feed, quote unquote. Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.